Oh, I was not lying, ladies and gentlemen. We have one of our favourite segments right here, don't we, Ben?
Yes, Ben from Monster and Men. Good Woo! Morning.
Morning. Morning, boys. Good to be here.
Oh, good to have you. How you doing?
Very good, thank Very you.
I'm
Very
loving
good.
This like a sweater vest zip-up thing you've got going here.
Thanks.
It's great.
It's an old CCC
polar
fleece vest.
Nice, love that.
Broteek. It's actually a Sir Edmund Hillary edition.
Wow.
Definitely Woo. From the 90s, I
Goodness
reckon.
Me. Stunning up in the studio
And
today.
You're copying the Monster on your merch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, of course. As always, I'm in my work kit.
Oh, yeah. You've brought in a lovely plant this morning. Do you want to tell us about it? Gosh.
Yeah, so this is a philodendron imperial green.
Ooh.
Really easy indoor plant with a nice tropical look. Philodendrons are awesome. There's about 500 species in the genus.
Wow.
And seriously cool plants. I'm sort of collecting them a little bit at the moment. So if you're looking for some house plants, philodendrons are always a winner.
Nice. A way to go. Fantastic.
Oh, are philodendrons very popular, surely? Because, like, I mean, look at her.
Yeah, they are. I mean, there's more varieties that are becoming available now, and they're slow growing, so it takes a couple of years for people to realize their full potential.
Yeah, that's cool. That's exciting.
There you,
you get one and you're like, well, it looks great already, and then 2 years later you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's
it's one of those slow burners.
Love that, love that.
So there was a UCSA noticeable post made last week about someone whose monstera plant was taken from their flat after a red card. So they eventually found it. Someone ended up giving themselves in.
Thank goodness.
We found her looking pretty sad, though, and then there's a shot of them having to repot it, and it's like tragic and sad.
That is disappointing.
Is plant theft a common thing?
Is this an occurrence
this
we should be worried about?
Yeah. Should I be worried that my plants are going to be stolen?
It actually is. especially so in the last couple of years, in the botanic gardens and the hothouses around the country.
Oh, yeah.
Plants have been getting stolen, especially the really rare nice ones, which is a shame because...
Yeah.
It'll just put these botanic garden people off displaying all of these valuable rare plants. So it is a real shame. It's definitely not something to encourage. Hey, definitely respect other people's plants.
Yeah.
If you want a monstera, go buy your own.
Yeah, they're for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's the point of the botanic garden, no? Like, we're all meant to enjoy these rare plants, but if someone's going to take it, then no.
And
I
also
guess
just
not.
Like the goal of you to think you have the know-how to look after this very rare tropical plant. Like, you're definitely going to kill it, you know?
I heard about some bonsais which got stolen in Japan, and the lady who had them stolen, they'd been in her family for generations, and she didn't say please give them back. She said, this is how you look after them.
Please don't let them die.
Wow,
that's intense.
There you go.
Goodness gracious. I'm also looking at this beautiful poster you brought in for us on lovely Ben noted how nice the paper was.
ASMR please.
It's very go.
Good
paper.
And it is about the Welder event space and the Smith City Colombo Street Car Park Greenland Market takeover happening on Sunday the 18th of April. Do you want to tell us a little bit about
it? Yeah, that's right. So not this Sunday, but next, we've got a big Greenland takeover market.
Awesome.
Happening down at the Welder and Smith City Car Park, the corner of Wells and Colombo Streets.
Yep. Yeah, I know the one.
We'll have heaps of food trucks.
Cool.
We'll have our usual Greenland crafty people. Smith City have got some rugby players coming down.
Wow, cool. Love that.
And in the Welder space, we're going to have heaps of workshop stuff going on.
Cool.
So
nice.
We have some couple of people doing basket weaving. The two Raw Sisters are going to do a workshop, raw food workshop.
Awesome.
And the whole place will be alive, so it'll be a
cool. That's so cool. And it's all like in the outdoor car park area?
Yeah, well, a combination. Oh, awesome. So indoors in the Welder and then outdoors in the Smith City car park.
Oh, wow, that's so cool. That's such a nice mix of areas and stuff. I love that.
Yeah, and sure to be a mix of people down there too.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be our biggest market yet, actually. It'll be a real big one with about 70 vendors coming down.
Ooh, goodness.
Heaps going on.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I went to the last one and already that felt like, goodness me, I'm spoiled for choice. So I can't imagine even more. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, amazing. Gosh. See, I'm just pleased to hear that you guys are growing and growing. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
See, much like plants.
Yeah, much like plants, you guys just keep on growing, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, this is our first away market in a different space, so we're really looking forward to playing with that, taking the Greenland family out to a new venue, and then yeah, keep pushing the monthly markets.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. So when's the next monthly market coming up? So this is your, I see. Cool, cool, cool.
Exciting.
Perfect. Well, Sunday the 18th of April, 2021. 10 to 2 at the Welder Space and the Smith City car park. Make sure you guys head down.
I'm sure people are going to see these posters everywhere, but yes, on the online spaces, where can they find you?
Mm.
On the Instagram, Green Lane Christchurch, or on the Facebook, Green Lane. Or you can find us on Green Lane Markets or greenlane.co.nz.
Fantastic. Well, nice and easy. Make sure you guys head on down to those internet areas.
And as usual, great to have you in, Ben. Thanks for coming on in this morning. Monster and Ben, et cetera, et cetera.
Boom.
Thank you, boys. Have a good day.